A new exhibit at the Andy Warhol Museum explores its namesake's relationship with his religious roots in Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports on Andy Warhol Revelation.
St. John Chrysostom Byzantine Catholic Church is a landmark in Lower Greenfield. Its yellow brick facade, topped with three gilded crosses, overlooks the Parkway East. St. John's is also the church a kid named Andy Warhol attended with his family in the 1930s and 40s. Before the Parkway was built, the working-class Warholas walked down the wooded hillside from their row house on Dawson Street in South Oakland. We think of Andy Warhol as the guy who painted soup cans and candy-colored portraits of Marilyn Monroe and courted celebrities on Manhattan's social scene. Not as a Pittsburgh boy, let alone a Catholic, but Catholicism is arguably central to understanding Andy Warhol. At the Warhol Museum exhibit, one of the first things you'll see is a panel from the old icon screen at St. John's, four saints with gilded halos.
This is something that Andy as a child would have seen as a young boy going to church with his family.
Jose Diaz, the museum's chief curator, says Catholic iconography influenced how Warhol depicted secular subjects.
So icons are a way to, you know, speak to holy figures, you know, certainly in terms of adoration and prayer. So to take images of Jackie or images of Marilyn and understand that they would speak to the masses, I think that was a tool that I think he would have learned just by observing life in church.
Likewise, Warhol's pioneering technique of creating multiples of the same image, 8 Elvises, 16 Jackie Kennedys. In fine art, endlessly reproducing an image was thought to cheapen it, but just the opposite is true in a religious context, like the prayer cards Warhol grew up with, for which replication enhances devotion. Miranda Lash is curator of contemporary art at the Speed Art Museum in Louisville, Kentucky.
That's how Warhol can operate on two planes at once, in acknowledging industrial-level reproduction and spiritual, which he draws from his upbringing.
Few people know that after moving to New York in 1949, Warhol continued going to church until his death in 1987. Catholicism likewise echoed throughout his career, so the exhibit includes family heirlooms like a plastered Jesus that Andy painted as a kid, but it also features a film commissioned by the Catholic Church. The color footage of a California sunset was made for the Vatican's pavilion at the 1968 World's Fair in San Antonio, says University of Pittsburgh art professor Alex Taylor.
And the idea of let there be light being, you know, this very fundamental idea for the Christian faith, I think is something that Warhol is playing with.
The soundtrack of the seldom-seen film features Warhol associate and Velvet Underground singer Nico reciting poetry. Taylor says Sunset 2 finds Warhol blurring the lines between sacred and secular.
You know, a sunset is the kind of preeminent sort of kitsch image as well. And so again, you see Warhol moving between the two.
Other highlights include some of Warhol's final works based on The Last Supper. One painting, titled Be a Somebody with a Body, layers a ghostly outline of Christ over an image of a buff dude from a bodybuilding ad. Diaz, the curator, views the painting in light of the fact that Warhol was gay, a type of sexuality the Catholic Church still doesn't accept.
So it really talks about the heavenly body, which is the body and blood of Christ, but you've got this idea of like the human body, and you've got this sort of muscular figure here. So there's elements, I think, of desire as well, or queer desire.
So just how devout was Andy Warhol? Warhol's nephew, Donald Warhola, worked briefly for Warhol in the 80s and was altar server at his funeral mass in Pittsburgh. When Warhol attended church later in life, it was often only for a few minutes. But Donald Warhola says his uncle's faith was more than skin deep and expressed in unpublicized acts of charity.
He would go every Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter to the homeless shelter, and he would spend a whole day.
Indeed, it might be Warhol's glamorous public image that makes it so hard to see the influence of Catholicism. Warhola, who's vice president of the Andy Warhol Foundation, says his uncle might have nurtured the dichotomy deliberately.
And I believe that, you know, Uncle Andy kind of created this Andy Warhol persona, and it allowed him to do stuff that he might not feel comfortable doing as Andrew Warhol.
Andy Warhol Revelation opens Sunday. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.